The Fan.
It's the Vikings kickoff concert with country music star Dustin Lynch live at the Commons at U.S. Bank Stadium, Sunday, September 26th, presented by Miller Lite. This outdoor free concert begins at 10 a.m. before the Vikings home opener versus the Seattle Seahawks. A game ticket is not required for this free event. More at KFAN.com, keyword events. Heartbreaker. Yeah, baby.
Hey, it's the Common Man, along with Tenny B, and now the Foxy Lady. The Smoke Show from Glencoe joins us. Fresh back from the iHeartRadio Music Festival at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Good to see you back.
Good to see you.
Are there things that happen in Vegas that need to stay in Vegas?
Or yes. Wasn't
it, was that kind of a trip for you, huh?
Well, I mean, not by me.
Oh, okay.
I'm a lady.
Right. So nothing you did has to stay in Vegas.
No.
You can report on all your activities.
I love this. I get back here and sales guys are like, how was Vegas?
Yeah.
As though I was up all night, you know, for three nights straight. It's like, I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Club Aqua till 3 a.m.
Club Aqua? What's Club Aqua?
I don't know. I made that up.
I like it.
That was very fact.
Club Aqua sounds
simpler
like
times that. I would have been closing down the club.
Right. And all eyes would have been on you
correct.
At the club, but they weren't. But it was a smashing success, the iHeartRadio.
It was great. Awesome. Yep, it was great. Yeah. Lots of people. A lot of masking. So now I'm starting to get my mask knee is coming back. I'm trying to get rid of it.
Right.
No!
But it was good. Everybody was safe. The shows were good. Coldplay was lit.
Were they?
Yes.
Was, were you able to spend any time with Brian Seacrest? Or no, what's his?
Seacrest.
Yeah, Brian Seacrest.
No, he wasn't made available to me.
Oh, he wasn't?
Him and his mom they do a lot. I don't think she was there. It was on lockdown. A lot of years, you see a lot of celebs, you know, walking around. This year, this is what was really depressing. Tenneby, you're totally going to get this. So I'm sitting in the lobby, and my job is to, I work on the artist experiences. So people go backstage. Normally it's like meet and greets, but this year, you know, we didn't do that because they want a social distance, but you go backstage and you get this intimate kind of like Q&A with an artist. So I work with those people. So I'm in the lobby and I'm checking people in and I'm sitting there and Ian Ziering walked by.
Who?
Steve from 90210.
Who?
No.
Yeah. Okay. That's like a big deal. Like that's me and Tenna's error. Like 90210 was everything back
in the
day.
Yeah, I don't watch that show, but
okay.
I know who that is.
Yeah, thank you. So I work with this team of girls.
Who have no idea who he is.
And I was like, oh my God, that was Ian Ziering. And they all looked at me, who? I'm like, Steve from 90210. We never watched that. Okay.
Yeah, well, we're old.
Yep.
So.
And then I was like, okay.
Now you know.
He was in Sharknado. And then, like, one of them was like, oh, yeah, I know who that is. The rest, yeah, I still don't know who that is.
But now you know how I feel when I say Sky Pilot by Eric Burdon and the Animals is a banger. And you go, what? What's that? And then I go, how do you not know what's come before and how great it was and this, that, and last? Now, because you're starting to get, don't give me the stare, you're starting to get older now. And so you're, the things that you grew up with that meant so much to you are now in the distant past for the most part. And the people now that, you know, the street teamers, they don't have any idea who these people are. It is disappointing that people don't know what's come before them.
It was depressing.
It is depressing. It's very much so.
But I thought it was pretty cool that I saw Steve from 90210.
Did you say hi to him?
No, but he was definitely looking to get recognized.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. So then I felt kind of bad.
You feel bad for those people?
Yes. But he was there, you know, he had his two little girls there, you know, who were just loving their life, but also he had a mask on. So that's what's super hard about all this stuff. It's covering like half their face.
Yeah.
Harder to get recognized than when you're trying to get recognized.
Yes.
It must be very frustrating for those looking for a little bit of recognition.
So, I mean, I smiled at him with my eyes. I don't know if he knew.
But right.
Got you.
Yeah, Steve. Baby.
I got you.
I'm sure he noticed.
Would the husband have given you a hall pass with Ian?
I don't want a hall pass with him.
Yeah.
No offense, Steve.
Yeah, he's Steve. He's just, I mean, he was great on TV.
He was great on TV.
But he's past his prime.
He's past, yeah. And he did Dancing with the Stars. Sharknado was like a huge, you know, cult thing.
What is Sharknado? I don't even know what that is.
It's just like one of those movies that was so bad that it became huge and millions of people watched it. And then they did a second one and, you know, which I think got
it's
him
like
on
the show. It's so bad. It's good.
It's good.
I really disagree with what I just said. There's a great show coming. Puts a lot of work and preparation into this.
Before we talk, was it like a one night, three night, week
long? Two nights. So Friday and Saturday night at the arena, which is just beautiful. I mean, if you can go watch a hockey game there, if you can watch a show there, I highly recommend it. They do an amazing job.
Want to see a hockey
game. Oh my God.
There.
It's the venue's awesome.
If you're going to stay at a hotel near there, I do not recommend the MGM Park.
That's where I stayed.
Because when you open your blinds, it's the biggest digital sign I've ever seen. I opened it up, my eyes started. I thought the sun was crashing into the earth. It was so much when I was there. Who is considered, you know, because they all have egos. Was one who headlined each night? Was there an actual, the person?
No, they kind of mix it up.
Okay.
Because the second night, Billie Eilish, who's like the biggest thing in music right now,
yes,
she opened.
Oh, really?
So I think some of the ones that are at the top right now say, I want to go first.
I just want to get in.
I want to do my 20.
Oh, right.
And then I want to go.
Right.
Then they walk off stage and say, follow that.
Yeah. Drop the mic. She was really good. Her voice is just shivers. Ridiculous.
Right.
Olivia Rodrigo. She did. So there's like an outdoor thing on Saturday, packed 12,000 people, and they were all just waiting all day for Olivia Rodrigo and a lot of kids. You know, she's all the rage right now. These two little girls came in our tent because it was hot. So they were trying to get, you know, out of the sun for a while, and they were with their mom, and they kind of put their stuff down, and finally, and Olivia Rodrigo was the biggest star. So they put her on at the end. So this is hours before. And finally, this little girl says to her mom, we should have looked at the lineup before we got here. These guys are terrible.
Yeah. Sounds like my kind of gal.
I just lost it. You know, they just wanted to see Olivia. Just the cutest ever. So I gave him some waters and chatted for a while.
What accent did Lil B use when she was in Vegas? Did she create a brand new one or did she practice before she went? Because remember, you know, you don't like the Minnesota accent.
I hate it.
So did you practice a new one or go with anything?
No, I don't practice it. But I get made fun of for how I talk when I go out there.
Yeah. Well, why don't you try Jersey accents? It's easy to do. You can pretend you're from Jersey.
Well, I would think it's funny because a lot of the people I work with are from the East Coast.
Yeah.
Majority like from Boston. It's like, you guys think I talk funny.
Yeah.
You should hear how you guys talk.
Yeah, that's one of my land too, I see. So it was great. You
it was
had a
great.
Good time.
It was great. I definitely look forward to the day when I can go there and not have to wear a mask for 5 days straight, because that just gets old after a while.
Is it all no play? Do you get to enjoy it at all, or is it just a constant?
I mean, I went in and watched some of the shows, and at night, you know, mommy had a glass of wine, okay. Sometimes two. There was a night I had a bottle.
I have a hard time believing you're, like, working, like, all day, 24 hours a day. You're getting some pool time in. You're playing this game so your husband gives you sympathy.
No, there's no pool time.
Getting drinks in it. You're getting pool time.
I work till about 10 o'clock every night.
You're playing some blackjack.
I'm not kidding. I work till about 10 o'clock every night. And then I go to bed and do it all over again.
Do you have to...
pool time. That's funny.
Do you have to spend time with, like, iHeart higher-ups and spend time and talk to them and be nice to them and act like you're really excited about
it? Well,
everything?
Why wouldn't I be excited?
I know there's no reason not to be. Of course not.
I mean, I'm not bumping elbows with Pittman.
No.
We're not hanging out at the pool.
Which, that's
Pittman.
Just fine.
Who were you bumping elbows
with? Well, the two bigwigs were standing right in front of me for Coldplay, so then I had to be on my best behavior. Luckily, right. I didn't have a drinks in my hand then. But yeah, I mean, there's bigwigs. That's fine. I always thank them for having me.
Oh, no, yeah.
Nice.
I was just wondering. I'm just curious to know what it's like, because I know it's the biggest event this company does every mm-hmm. year, right? There's
yeah.
nothing that compares to it.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering.
I saw your is either on the gram or Facebook or Twitter about Coldplay, and mm-hmm. you said you don't apologize for liking him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever purchased Coldplay music in my life. Like, I think they're good, but I'm just not fascinated with them or love them. But yeah. I went to a Coldplay concert once with the gal for her work, and it was the best concert I've ever seen in my yeah. life. They put on a great show.
And they get one of those bad raps of being like just a house band or they're overplayed, but they do such a good job putting on a show. His voice is amazing. He keeps you engaged the entire time. He made some jokes. He had like a, you know, and they're from Europe. So his clothes are really little. And so he had this moment where he wanted to he took his jacket off.
He's scantily clad? Or?
No, he's not scantily clad. Like,
they're just tight?
They're little clothes. Like, he was wearing a shirt that looked like something Oski would be wearing. Big O. Like, but that's a European thing.
Okay, that's their look.
So at one point, you know, he moves around. He doesn't stop moving. So he took his jacket off. And then later he wanted to put it back on. But have you ever done that? You know, you put a jacket on, you get one arm through, but then the second one gets
yes,
like
yeah.
caught.
And fat you're, guy in a little coat.
And it's like a 90 degree angle with your elbow. And so he was like, hang on, I'm having a wardrobe malfunction. And he was sitting there for like a minute trying to get his, but he made a joke about it.
Yeah,
and
he had fun with it.
It was so good. And I just appreciate when people put on really good shows yeah. and connect with the audience. And it was just like, hey.
And their music is meant for stadiums.
Yes.
Like, it's just like, it's built for stadiums.
Yes.
And they have obviously quite a catalog of songs
yeah.
that everyone recognizes.
Yep.
How many of them are on the Rolling Stones Top 500?
We haven't got to any of them yet.
No, I'm sure we will before it's over. What's this new show?
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, they have the, it started with, what was the very first one? America's Got Talent, where they had people sing.
American Idol.
American Idol was the first one.
Yep.
And then there were several. Now they have, what's the
one? The Voice and the Masked Singer.
Yeah, but what's the new one now that's, please help me out here. I thought
is it Masked Singer?
No.
There's
no.
one that's like Masked Singer that's coming out.
That's the new one that's coming.
It's almost like they're like in.
I don't know.
Like they're digitized.
Yeah,
looks,
they're
like
digit. Yeah, they're digit. Yeah. What is it called? Somebody's got to help me out here. And I just wonder if you'd.
Bosberg will tell us. He watches all those.
Has that show come out yet? I see the. It looks like the craziest thing where they'll have somebody just like me and then they get to
Alter
do,
Ego.
Alter Ego, it's called. Have you heard about
but it's
it?
It's basically just like the Masked Singer.
Yeah.
Nothing different other than.
I guess I don't understand what they're doing. It's almost like they're. What do they do? Like if they have a dead person do a concert, it's called a hologram.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
This what it sort of seems like to me, and I can't quite wrap my arms around it. I don't know. I just can't. So
I
you don't know anything about it?
I don't.
It? Oh, okay.
I don't. Like, I don't watch any of that. Like, The Voice is on every single day.
Right.
And now they added Ariana Grande, which passed.
She's the one that licked the donuts in the donut shop,
uh-huh,
right?
And, yeah, we've had some things with her.
Yeah. She's the one that travels with her mom.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do we want to tell any of those stories?
I really don't.
Well, you do, but you just can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Masked Singer, I don't watch, but I always go to people.com the next day to see who it was. So the reveal always interests me.
Yeah. Well, I may,
but I'm kind of bored.
You know me, I go to people.com twice a day.
You should go twice a day.
I go twice a day so I can stay on top of things.
Speaking of something you should be doing every day, have we sent our thinking of you text?
No, I will do that tomorrow. It's my 22nd wedding anniversary.
Well, then let me follow it up with this.
Okay.
Today is National Love Note Day.
Oh.
So it's a good day to leave someone a love note.
Yeah,
this seems
baby.
Like a perfect opportunity for you.
Who's making money? Who's making bank on that? I guess there's some company that we specialize in love notes.
Did you leave your husband
write
a note?
It for you.
Did you leave your husband a note, or it's the double standard of you only expect the guy to do it for the gal?
No, I mean, I told him as I was walking out, don't forget to make dinner when I was leaving. Should I send him a thinking of you? Should I do
yes.
it right now? I'll do it right now.
Do it.
All right. Hang on.
I got my wife a nice floral arrangement that she's not seen yet. She
love
will.
That.
Then I got five.
Oh.
I got a card and put $5 in it. And
get a lotto ticket with that.
The $5 is from the joint account, by the way.
You're unbelievable.
Giving her money out of my own pocket? You insane? We'll take a break. We'll come back.
Can I tease something?
Yes, please. I would hope you would.
New Grump poll. I want to know if the common man will know what cuffing is.
Think I don't?
Cuffing. Vote early, vote often. Lil B KFAN on Twitter.
We'll do it next. Lil B's appearance brought to you by the folks at Casey's General Store, celebrating 20 years of breakfast pizza right now. Breakfast pizzas, large breakfast pizza, 20% off. Biza is the way you order. That's your, what do they call that? Keyword?
Mm-hmm.
Code? Code word?
Promo code?
Promo code. Promo code. Biza. In other words, Biza with a B. Do that today. We'll take a break. Come back with more here on The Fan. If you've got that old car taking up space, car or truck taking up space in your driveway and you want to part ways with it, do what I did. Donate to Cars for Kids. Did it earlier this year. Had the old 08 Chevy Trailblazer. Probably could have milked a few more miles out of it, but Deuce was going off to college. It was really unneeded at that point, so I donated it to Cars for Kids. I did it online. You can either call them at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Remember, that's Cars with a K and the number 4. Or you can donate online like I did at carsforkids.org. You'll answer a few quick questions. It only takes a couple of minutes. And then a rep from Cars for Kids will contact you and set up a pickup date. You don't even need to be there either. They'll come and get the car. And you can even be at work, at play, or away, whatever the case may be. You'll receive free towing. They won't charge you a dime for that. A tax deduction and a vacation voucher for a 3-day, 2-night hotel stay. And Cars for Kids will take your car or truck regardless of its condition. Call today. Get that pickup time set up. 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. And remember, that's Cars with a K and the number 4. 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Our Fan. Yeah. You know what? I like the play. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play out. Play on, play out. Yo, Dre, drop the verse.
It's going down, fades of Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Say,
couple 13, 14. Is this another awful?
Oh, this is not awful. This is a great song.
This song is awesome. Black Street and
Teddy, the here it comes.
Shutting it down, good Lord. Got them open all over town.
Oh, great song.
You don't play around, cover much ground.
You gotta stop this. I don't think I want to go any further.
I knew you weren't gonna be able to get through all of them.
Well, it's because they're awful songs.
This is not an awful song.
It's a great song.
It's an awful song. It just is. You don't understand. You're gonna say this is like better than Jim Croce's Time in a Bottle. A beautiful piece of work. A love song so deep and so strong, it'll bring you to your knees. And then there's this garbage.
And, a love song.
And Jim Croce's not on it. He's not on one of his songs on the list. Who is this?
This is Black Street, and then Dr. Dre had the rap there. I like the way you work,
no diggity. No diggity.
What is no diggity supposed to be?
No doubt.
No diggity.
Oh, I'm gonna listen to this on the way home.
I bet you will. It explains a lot about the both of you. We'll leave it at that. I would say this song's cuffing. Is what
cuffing.
It is.
Have you ever heard of cuffing?
Yeah, that's what this is. It's cuffing. This song is cuffing.
No, that's not it.
What is it?
The start of fall means it's cuffing season.
And what does that mean?
The time of year when people couple up so they have someone to spend the holidays with and snuggle,
I've heard that, yeah.
And snuggle up with on those cold winter nights. Cuffing season. Never heard of it.
Hot diggity.
No doubt.
You interview people all the time for the street team and other positions.
Mm-hmm.
Saw this in Forbes. It's a business magazine. 6 phrases that make you sound unqualified in job interviews.
Ooh, I like this.
6 phrases that make you sound unqualified in job interviews. Story starts out with, when you finally land an interview for an exciting role or for a position you think might be out of your league, the main thing you want to do is get through it without blowing it. But surprisingly, so many qualified candidates chip away at their credibility in interviews because of how they present their skills or talk about their experience. Here are six phrases you should avoid using in interviews if you don't want to sound less qualified. Number one would be, I know I'm not the most qualified person, but have you heard that before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It says, be wary of saying this, especially if you're changing careers or applying for a role that's out of your comfort zone. You may think saying this shows that you are honest, humble, and honored to be interviewing for the role, but saying this diminishes your value. If you tell the interviewer you don't believe you're qualified for the role, then they're going to believe you. After all, you know yourself better than they do. Do you believe that?
Yeah. I don't think it applies as much with street team because I think the way I look at that is maybe this is kind of their first job. So I want to try to hire as many people as possible.
Right.
Like get started with something, start learning. But when you get higher up, yeah, don't say that.
Here's number two.
Okay.
I don't have much experience with this. But while this one is similar to the previous phrase, you may be tempted to use this if the interviewer inquires about a specific skill. For instance, one of my clients applied for a role that requested experience leading teams. Although she matched everything else and felt confident she'd be successful in the role, she doubted her leadership skills and thought that her years of experience managing a team of three wasn't enough.
I always ask people, that's one of my questions. Do you feel like you're a leader? Could you lead a team of people if we were on site at an event? I always ask that. And sometimes I get I hear that a lot.
Do you hold it against them, though, if they say that? Because like he says in this about, you may sound like you're trying to be honest, but what if I want to be part of a team, but I don't want to be the leader, and I don't know if I'm ready for that
right I think yet. It's just about how confidently they answer.
Okay.
If they do like what I just said, I mean, like, yeah. Like, that gives me a little bit of hesitation.
Or just
say yes right away, like, okay, yeah, I'll figure it out.
Or you mean like the third on the list,
okay.
Filler words. You may not even notice that you're using words like and mm-hmm. in your responses, but using filler words while talking about yourself
yep.
can give the interviewer the impression that you're not 100% confident about what you're sharing.
Mm-hmm.
But like, Ashley's used like a lot.
Yeah, can you imagine how many times I hear like in an interview?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And you can tell when it's somebody's nervous tick. But sometimes if it's really aggressive, I'm not going to lie, I tune out and play TV episodes in my head.
Well, because that's what this one says. It says it can also chip away at your professionalism, make an interview question
right.
if you'd speak to clients and other stakeholders the same way if hired. Of course, when you're nervous and your armpits are sweating, it can be hard to make sure those filler words aren't slipping out. But one helpful tip is to speak a bit more slowly and pause mm-hmm. in between your statements. This will help you catch yourself rather than simply filling the air out of nervousness.
This is the one that's been popping up a lot lately. And I don't know, you guys should tell me if you've heard it. The word right. I've been noticing it for about the last year, specifically in this building. But it's a lot of somebody's explaining and they're talking to you. You know, when you do this, right?
Right.
You take something and then you do this, right?
Right.
And then you, right is the new like. And it drives me insane. Because it gets a little bit condescending, like someone's explaining to
yeah.
you how to do something.
So you get this, right?
You get this, yeah. right? Well, if you're trying to sell the common man, I mean, you start with this and then you do this, right? And then it's like, I don't know if it's right. Stop saying right to me.
Yeah.
That's right has become the new like. Drives me nuts.
How does this one? Have you heard this in an interview? What does your company do? Says, if you don't already know what the company does before you walk into an interview, then you probably don't know how to meet their specific needs or solve their problems.
Yeah.
This not only makes you come across as unqualified, but it's also a red flag to the interviewer. Companies want to hire people who are excited about the role in the organization, and not even knowing basic facts about the company shows a genuine lack of interest in the organization.
I haven't had too much of that because, I mean, there's 8 radio stations here, so I don't expect everybody to know how many are under the iHeart umbrella, but what I get a lot is people that are currently working for a competing station. Oh. And then when I say, well, you wouldn't be able to do both, they're very shocked at why they can't do that.
Meat Sauce once did both.
He did.
Yes.
Using the word
By the way, playing off that last one,
yep.
not that I've ever looked for another job.
Here we go.
Because I haven't.
Okay.
Of course not.
I believe you.
But whenever there are postings for jobs, these companies could not be, there's a lot of companies that cannot be more vague.
Yeah.
As to what the description of the actual job is.
Right.
They use a lot of corporate buzzwords like, so what's the job here? What's the position? I don't understand what's going on.
The word innovate gets used about 5 times.
Yeah,
sure.
We're innovating. We're generating. Like here, we don't put what station the job is for because we don't want to scare anybody away.
Well, there's
we
the
do.
Dark Star would say, well, there's that.
There's that.
Using the word we, it says, unless you and your team are interviewing for the role, you should not constantly use we in your interviews. Often some corporate pros fear taking ownership of the projects and initiatives their team accomplished together. But not owning your individual contribution and saying we when describing your accomplishments erodes your experience and qualifications. So you don't say, well, at the company, we did this and we did this. I did this.
I understand.
Because it's your only time to verbally slap yourself
Correct.
On the back, right?
Correct.
And then the final one, and I'm guilty of this on the air, rambling or dancing around a question. As a matter of fact,
is that right?
Yeah. We use the intermission music, you know, anytime you ask me like a question and I do that. Someone also said, I forgot about this. He wanted to hear it again. And this triggered my memory about it. Remember we used to use the tap dancing sound?
Yes.
Can we bring that back and can we put that on the button bar somewhere? Because I'd love to have the tap dancing sound. So that's what it says. It says, this isn't a particular phrase, but dancing around a question and rambling can make you seem unsure about your skills and qualifications, even if you know you are qualified for the position. Particularly when you ramble, you put the responsibility on the interviewer to take away the most important elements of your response. To prevent dancing around a question, rambling, get clear on what you bring to the table before the interview and decide on the skills and stories you want to use to back up what you do. If you're asked a question that catches you off guard, request clarification and lean into the value and skills you know you qualify for the role. Because the rambling, a talk show host will do that oftentimes because he looks at the clock and goes, I got 7 minutes till the break. So I better kind of dance around and move and you know, go. Now, I want to make an example. Back in, and then you start doing, but I don't think you want to do that in an interview, right?
Because that's, again, when I start playing old TV episodes of S Creek in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that'll happen.
Well, so speaking of jobs, here's another phrase.
Okay.
Do you know what ghosting coasting is?
Ghosting coasting?
You know when you get, remember we talked about getting ghosted when you're dating somebody?
Yeah. No, I don't know what this means.
Seems there's a growing trend in employees doing it in a not so vocal way, quitting. In fact, they are leaving without telling anyone.
Come on.
It's called ghosting coasting. Huh? It's when an employee takes a job, works a few days, and then just stops coming in without giving anyone any notice.
You've got to be kidding me.
Maybe they're hoping that their job is so inconsequential, no one notices they're gone, and they just keep receiving a paycheck anyway. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. Wait. Do you think we could pull that off 10 of noon to 3 if we just didn't show up?
No.
Well, we just played some best of it. They wouldn't know the difference.
Well, they're just playing the same 30-second soundbite over and over and over again. Lil B, her appearance brought to us by Casey's General Store. 20 years of breakfast pizza. Buy a large breakfast pizza. Get 20% off at Casey's General Store. They're here for good. We'll take a break. Come back. Program Passwords next. You're on The Fan.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
AFAN. Mac, I don't even understand how they didn't understand you and that Mary Joy.
Yeah, I
keep
know.
Keep that old robotic, futuristic George Jetson crazy
joint. Oh, I'm going to blow my brains out. Stop it. This is the end. We're done with the Rolling Stone Top 500.
This song is awesome.
No, it's not a song. It's talking to computer generated.
This is not computers.
There's no drum being played.
It's like early 90s.
It's
Rosie, help.
1994.
We got to stop.
I can't.
This will be the end. We're done with the top Rolling Stone. No, we're not playing the top Rolling
Stone. We got the 422. I would have lost the over-under on that one.
Yeah, we're not doing it anymore. I can't do it.
Not gonna better.
No, there's 300 songs in there that aren't even music. It's just junk. It's insulting to the great singer-songwriters that came before, the Burt Bacharachs, the Carol Bayer Sagers.
Thanks, John.
Neil Carol Ryan, Kings.
Carol Kings that wrote real music.
Real lyrics.
Thanks,
real
Simon lyrics. Cowell.
Hi, Rosie.
No, let me give you an example.
Hi,
well, let me give you an example. Do you think that, you know, your thing is just because, oh, you're just saying that because that's old music, you're an old guy. When was architecture better for houses? Back in the 20s and 30s or the 1970s? It was better in the 20s and 30s just because it was. Just like music was better in the 60s and 70s than it is now.
When was the telephone better, back in the 20s and 30s or now?
When
was the automobile better?
That's apples and oranges.
When were golf clubs better? 1920s or right now?
That's an apples and oranges comparison, and you all know it. So we're done. No more of that. Go back to playing.
Mamas and Papas. 60s, 70s war protest songs.
Tangled Up in Blue.
Also the Rising
Gang,
Sun.
Dylan Duets.
A Chain Gang and Stuck Inside a Mobile with the Memphis.
Imagine a Dylan Duet to that song. It'd be tremendous.
Be so good. We got the old band back together.
Yeah. All my favorite men in
Here
one place.
Are.
Rosie, it's so good to see you.
I see a little bit. I only saw you through Zoom the other day, and that was not nearly satisfying enough.
So oh, thank you.
Wow. Jeez.
Well, I mean,
what Rosie kind of satisfying it. Was it?
Thank well, you, Rosie.
Well, first of all, your hair was in a bun.
Yeah.
I like your hair much better this way.
Oh, calm thanks, down. Fidel Sassoon.
Yeah, calm down, Jeffrey Toobin, on
my
your old Zoom
God.
Talk. My God.
It wasn't, no, I just.
Sorry about the bun in my hair.
Sorry about the bun in her hair. I liked it better when you wore a suit and tie on TV than just some
wow. Key West sweatshirt.
Key West sweatshirt.
No, I like Rosie more casual.
I'm like a vagrant.
Thank you.
A vagrant? My God.
I don't even think we need to do passwords.
No, we'll just talk for next.
Is this
half
what it's
hour.
Like on the morning show?
We're getting there.
We had four more people. Yeah. That's a good point.
Why did you beat me?
I am stretched out.
My touch
I am okay. Very stretched out over here.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, before...
Well, we're not streaming it either.
No. Are we not streaming this?
Oh, no. God.
I thought Program Password was streamed.
Well,
once
streamed.
A month.
The last time it was streamed, it got more views than Initials Game, but...
Wow.
We don't care about the mid.
Was that the state fair when we melted down?
What?
I'm still not over that, by the way.
Oh, I missed that.
Yes.
Oh, we had Marnie and B right where we wanted them. We were rolling. We had the crowd.
The crowd
was behind us.
It turned.
It was like we were Whistling Straits and we were the USA.
Right.
It turned out of nowhere and we had them right where we wanted and then Common blew it.
I blew it.
And then
easy word that I couldn't
what was
think
it again?
Of. It was break, shatter.
It was, no, I thought
well, you were in the receiving
well, that was a different
the
one.
Clues.
The one that was,
one?
I was annoyed. I think force was the word, and I said irresistible.
Yeah,
that should have been an easy 10.
No, but I mean the victory though was when I passed on the word break.
Oh,
and then
I'm still not over it. I'm
either,
legitimately
I
not over
this.
It.
Either Lil B or Marnie went with shattered, and then I went, oh my God,
right.
You have to, and they got it right away, and that was it. Yeah.
And it would have been the best, one of the top five state fair memory moments
sure.
ever, because the place would have erupted. The
right,
grandstand.
Right.
The musical act would have said, what's going on in Carousel Park?
Yeah.
And we'll never have that back.
No,
well,
now
we'll
never
have
it back. No, you can't get...
Because they were rattled. We had them rattled.
You know, well, they were chanting, Ruben it up with Common and the Pop.
Ruben it up with Common and the Pop.
They were so excited.
Incredible.
Well, by the time the next state fair rolls around, Lil B and Marnie will be like 24-0 by then. So you still might get the same reaction.
Yeah. You could very well listen to Rolling.
And they could probably beat the St. Thomas basketball team with an undefeated record of 24-0. Can I get? St. Thomas is D1. I was listening driving in real quick. Can I get those job interview tips? Because I think I might need those. There's a couple more jobs I might want to apply for.
Did you turn down the Gopher or the Timberwolves president of basketball operations job yet?
Can't say.
That's what we heard.
Let's just say A-Rod and Laurie are coming to town Monday. Let's. Just
Nobody
say.
Has more jobs than you. I mean, how many different hats do you have now? Six or seven?
Plenty of hats. I should be sponsored by Branded Bills.
I literally, you have seven jobs, right?
It's more like 12. Yeah, we counted them.
12?
Yeah.
Well, what else do you have?
We don't need to go through
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, we do need to go through.
No. Well, there's a lot of them.
There's flat catcher for bumper to bumper.
Call that the flat A catcher. Job.
Right, the A job.
The A
there's,
job.
There's enough is enough.
Enough, yeah, too much talking.
Too much talking.
Yep.
Sideline reporter.
Yeah, that's three.
Play-by-play is your latest.
That's four. I mean, there's like Gopher TV shows. Yeah, there's
Fleck.
The Gopher coaches shows, Gopher podcasts, fan dads.
Ding, ding, ding.
I thought I used to be busy.
Yeah, Rosie.
Official, unofficial ambassador to the city of Omaha.
That's right.
And Goodwill ambassador.
Goodwill ambassador for Omaha.
Yeah, which is that's a full-time job, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? In like half of the interviews, I said, I know I don't have a lot of experience, but, and I must have wowed him after that. Whatever came after the butt must have convinced him, because that was the number one tip that you said not to do. And you do that. Yeah. I've done that constantly. Well,
it's, and your star is rising, and mine is falling. And that's fine. Mine's already falling. It's fallen. It's over for me. Yeah. But that's okay, too.
I'm didn't say
as long it. As I can. Hey, let's play Program Password. Why
all right.
not?
Password. Come on, give the password. Give the password.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play
Program Password.
Here's your host, the very talented and very attractive Tenna B.
Yeah.
Here are your records. Lil B, you are at 15 and 12. Common, I think you've won two of your last three or two of your last four. You're now at 10 and 17. JG, you're above 500 at 5 and 4. Rosen, it's been a while. I don't know if it's going to be rest or rust for you today.
That's true. I'm probably rust.
You're at Wayne Gretzky right now. You are 9 and 9.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll take it.
Our team today, I figured since Rosie's been gone so long, I assumed he would want to play with Lil B.
Oh,
so,
well,
Rosie and
Lil B, you're up.
Yeah. Our teammates today, Common and Justin Guard.
We're going to get all back right, on Rosie. The horse after the State Fair debacle.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. It's all probably right, better
like
it. That way.
Okay, I like Rosie.
It. Yeah.
All right. I'm happy.
All right, Rosie and Common, turn down your headsets, please.
The password is Hall.
Lil B, did you make sure the speaker was off?
I turned it off.
Who am I playing with? I was reading an email.
Yeah. JG.
One that's full of cheap shots, and it's so good. It's so good.
I can't imagine.
You're with Justin Garden.
All of us. Interview phrases that, six phrases that don't sound good in a job interview, but this list is different.
All right, we'll get to it.
Yeah, we will. Okay.
Anyway. There'll be ladies first. You have the option. You want to go first or second?
I'm going to go second.
All right. Justin and Common for 10.
Pass.
Word.
We'll be in Rosie for 9.
Study.
Exam.
Common and JG for 8.
Oats.
A.
We'll be in Rosie
not
for,
Adam.
For 7.
And?
Barley? No, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Where are we at here? Common and Gigi for 6. I've already lost track of my scoring.
Daryl.
Hall.
Oh.
Genius. That's a good one.
Buddy Hall. All right.
Well done, Justin.
Well done, young man.
Common and JG, you guys are up 6-0. Lil B and JG, turn down your headsets, please.
The password is cater.
Rosie, you're trailing. You have the option.
Man, I think I'll go second.
Common and JG for 10.
Tanucci's.
Moss.
Food.
Appetite.
Common, JG for 8.
Bring. That's the bad clue.
Lil B and Rosie for 7.
Specialty.
Unique.
Mobile.
Cater?
Yeah.
That clue gave me no help. I was like, I thought I had it after. Yeah, good.
Common's on his game today.
Man.
It's early for both of us.
It's early. It's very early.
It's 12-0. JG Common with the lead. Rosie Common, turn down your headsets.
The password is oil.
Hang on, Tenna. I need it one more time.
All right. Rosie Common, turn down your headsets again.
The password is oil.
You extinguishing some flames on text message or what?
Wait, am I supposed to give clues?
No. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I'm sorry. I got confused, man.
All right. Let's try a new one. Rosie. Rosen and Common, turn down your headsets, please.
The password is farm.
I can hear somebody's headset is way up. I can hear stuff now too.
$10 says it's Gartsy's.
Should I turn mine down? So,
did you hear that?
I didn't hear the word, but I can hear the password. I could hear you say.
Thank you for being honest.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll move over.
I'm going to turn my headset down. I'm sorry about that.
No, we already did it. You're good. Let him know. Common. You're good.
We're
you
good.
Can put yours
oh, okay.
up. You're if you said you didn't hear it, I'm just going to believe you.
Yeah.
Lil B, you have the option.
I'm going to go first.
All right, Lil B and Rosie for 10.
Glencoe.
Show.
Common and JG for 9.
Barn.
Farm.
Oh. Oh, man.
I can't believe Lil B didn't get farm. Getting a little frustrated over there, Lil B?
Rosie, I'm going to let it slide this week.
My God.
Next week?
Yeah, you're going to be all over me.
It's way early.
Yeah, it's way early.
All right.
No one's gotten a 10 yet.
It's 21-0, Common and JG with the lead. Lil B, JG, turn down your headsets.
The password is reach.
Rosie, you have the option.
I better go first.
All right, for 10 points.
Grab.
Bag.
Common.
Stretch.
Pull.
Lil B and Rosie for 8.
Extend.
Lean.
Common and JG for 7.
Stretch.
Reach.
Got it after. Got it after, Rosie.
Well, we're getting shut out.
Okay.
Kind of the way last week was going for a while.
We'll come back.
Now, we're like Hall & Oates or Simon & Garfunkel. Oh, give me somebody more recent that you guys would get.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
We're like Beyonce and Jay-Z right now.
Tim and Faith.
Yeah, something like that.
Dr. Dre. And who was that? Who was he with?
Well, that was, what's the No Diggity song by Blackstreet?
Blackstreet.
We're like Blackstreet and Dr. J right now.
Dr. J. All right, we'll come back.
It is 28-0, okay. Common right, and Justin over Rosie and Lil B. Okay. Common and Rosen, turn down your headsets.
The password is beak.
Lil B, you got the option.
I'm going to go first.
For 10 points.
Peck.
Beak.
There you go. Yeah.
Rosie. Rosie's back.
He heard it. He heard it. We'll let it slide. You heard it. The speaker's on, obviously.
I turned the speaker off when I came
my
in.
Speaker on.
My loud headset moved over that one.
He keeps his headset up just a little
you know
tiny
what?
Bit.
Yeah. How many points did we have before that?
Zero.
That's all part of the plan.
Yeah. Okay.
All part of the plan.
It's the NBA draft lottery. They don't rig it every year. They just rig it a couple of years.
Yeah.
My sources say.
28-10, Common and JG have the lead. Lil B, JG, turn down the headsets.
The password is brew.
Rosen, you got the option again. You can cut the deficit to 8 points.
I'll go second.
All right, Common, JG for 10.
Witches.
Salem.
Lil B and Rosie for 9.
What a terrible guess.
Stir.
Pot.
For 8.
Beer.
Barrel.
Lil B and Rosie for 7.
Beer.
Brew.
Ah.
If there's one thing I know, it's beer.
It's beer. I was going to say killer, but that probably doesn't going to be a real line.
28-17. They've cut the deficit to 11 points.
Word. Objects in the mirror.
We might need to pause to collect ourselves.
Rosen and Common, turn down your headsets.
The password is brave.
Lil B, you still have the option.
Second.
Common and JG for 10 points.
Smoltz.
Lil B and, just so you know, Common, as long as the buzzer hasn't ended, you can go in with it. You can go with your answer. Lil B and Rosie for 9.
Atlanta?
Braves.
One chance to change it.
Braves.
He said Braves twice.
Did he say Braves the second time?
No, I didn't. I said Brave the second time.
Thank God. What kind of, that's what I should have continued because that's what I was saying.
Yeah, you had it. That's all right.
It's a 2-point game all of a sudden.
Are we not going to break?
Still upset with your partner, Lil B?
No, he looks good. Look at him.
28-26, Common and JG still have the lead. Lil B, JG, turn down your headsets.
The password is wrinkle.
Rosen, you are still trailing, so you have the option.
Oh, man. I'll go second.
Common, JG for 10.
Crease.
Goal.
Lil B and Rosie for 9.
Face.
Wrinkle. Not that I have any.
No, you know, you're perfect. Perfect skin.
Thanks, Rosie. Different nighttime regimen I do.
Well, we're getting the time out. I mean, we're saved by the bell right now.
Great show.
That is a great show.
It is a good show.
We'll break and come back. It's how the tables have turned.
The lead has changed.
Indeed it has. More program password on the other side of the break. Common Man program on the fan.